They were up to something out there. You could hear rattlings and mutterings and see torches moving around. There were all the harbingers of a night without sleep. Couldn't these people be normal and handle their business during regular hours? It didn't sound like they were more enthusiastic than me. I caught the occasional sharp remark about me or my four daddies. Like this mess was all my fault. I guess they were motivated mainly by their sure knowledge that they would never go home if they didn't recapture Stormguard. Maybe nobody on either side would get out of this one alive. A crow called, mocking us all. I didn't bother throwing a rock at it. It was misty out. A half-hearted drizzle came and went. Lightning stalked beyond the hills to the south. It had been hot and humid all day, then had turned viciously stormy toward evening. Lakes of water stood in the streets. Storm Shadow's engineers had not made good drainage a high priority, despite the natural advantages available. It would not be a good night for attacking tall walls, and not much easier for anyone defending them. Still, I almost felt sorry for the little buggers down below. Candles and Red Rudy finished the long climb from the street, groaning. Each carried a heavy leather sack. Candles grumbled, "I'm too old for this shit." "If it works out, we'll all get to get old." Both men leaned on Merlins while they caught their wind. Then they dumped their sacks into the darkness. Somebody down there swore in a Shadowlander dialect. "Serves you right, asshole!" Rudy growled back. "Go home! Let me sleep!" All of the old crew invested time hauling dirt. "I know," Candles told me. "I know. But what good is alive if you're too damned tired to give a shit?" If you read the annals, you know our brothers have said the same thing since the beginning. I shrugged. I could come up with nothing inspirational. Mostly, you don't try to justify or motivate. You just go on. Candles grumbled. "Goblin wants you. We'll cover you here." In battered Shadowlander, Rudy shouted downward.
"Yeah, I know your turkey gobble. Fuck you!"
I grunted. It was my watch, but I could leave if I wanted. Mogaba didn't even pretend to try to control the old crew anymore. We did our part. We held our ground. We just would not conform to his ideas of what the Black Company ought to be. But there was going to be one hell of a showdown if the Shadow Master and his circus ever hit the road. "Where is he?"
"Down three."
That he signed in finger speech. We use deaf speech frequently if we talk business out in the open. Bats and crows can't read it. Neither can any of Mogaba's faction. I grew